gentlemen. It's Monday, October 7th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. And we are just loaded with news today. I've got big election news. As I've been saying, the 2024 presidential election is going to be won or lost in the courts. And there are two major developments in two swing states today. Really, they're not swing states. They're actually deep red states. But with all the cheating that goes down, they're swing states. And that is Pennsylvania and Arizona. So I'm going to let you know those developments. And then I suppose we could update our Electoral College map should it be warranted. So you've got that we're going to get into. And this is big stuff. This is where this election is going to be won or lost. It's not going to be at the ballot box. It's going to be in the courts. Then you have the rallies. Trump with, obviously, the historic rally going back to Butler, Pennsylvania. And it's not just the numbers when it comes to attendance at the rally. It's also the numbers of viewers that are watching. And it's just like what we saw with Joe Biden's White House feed, Trump's White House feed, pretty much everything else that they put out. Kamala Harris struggles to get six figures on her live streams of her rallies. Trump eclipses 1 million every single time. Every single time. Now what does that really mean? Is there any value in that? And then Elon Musk getting involved and exposing a bunch of the fraud, exposing a bunch of the double standards, and basically just putting it all on the line to get Trump in the White House. And that's really what all this equates to with some of the latest Elon Musk news, including him going to the Butler, Pennsylvania rally. He's doing more than that. He's putting his blood, he's putting his treasure on the line because he understands. Elon Musk wants to build, he wants to innovate, he wants to create. And if the Democrats get in charge and then ultimately the corporate world government takes over, he's not going to be able to build, he's not going to be able to have rocket ships. They'll shut down his companies, they'll take all of his money, and he knows that. So he's all in. And that's what this is really about. You bet on yourself, you go all in to win. If you hold on to your chips, you lose. Because they're just going to get stolen anyway, or they're going to lose all their value. You know, I don't know, Musk is a pretty smart guy. Maybe he knows a thing or two. Maybe he gets it. So you got that. We got some other just kind of political developments dealing with Planned Parenthood. Some big international news out of Ukraine. Where is all that money going? Well, where's all the money going? Well, we found some of it, ladies and gentlemen. We found some of the money in cold, hard cash. Where did these Ukrainian politicians get all that cash? Where did it come from? Very interesting stuff. And then dealing with the funding of the illegal immigrants and the White House just denying it, saying, oh, it doesn't go on. And then the Secretary of State says, oh, we're going to give out more money for foreign countries. So Nancy Mace has to write a bill to try to stop it. I'm sure the Democrats will vote that down when they get into Congress. Oh, and then there's the Kamala Harris media tour is just, it's just embarrassing and pathetic. And then her teleprompter went off during an event this weekend, too. How do you think that went? Can you imagine Kamala Harris without a teleprompter? Well, you won't have to. We'll show you. We'll show you the absolute disaster.
I've been telling listeners for months, that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
It's going to fly by 4 weeks until the presidential election. And we got all kinds of election news. We'll show you the latest campaigning efforts, if you will, the latest propaganda efforts by the Democrats. At this point, they're getting so desperate. You've never seen more pathetic attempts to win over young voters than what we'll show you today. Then there's the Kamala Harris softball layup media tour, where she goes on podcasts that just fluff her and don't ask any serious questions and couldn't even if they tried. And then we'll take a look at some of the rallies, Kamala's rally over the weekend. Notice they're not talking about rally size anymore. And then Trump's rallies over the weekend. It looks like maybe 100,000 people showed up in Butler. He had another massive one in Wisconsin. Yeah, they don't want to talk about that either. But Kamala's phoniness is really, really starting to show. And it's hard to cover up. They tried to make this election cycle as short as possible for Kamala so that her phoniness wouldn't be so obvious. But it didn't work. It didn't work. We also have some big hurricane news that we'll get into as well. But let's get right into the important election news. This election is going to be won in the courts, not the ballot box. If it was going to be won at the ballot box, I believe Trump would win 343 electoral votes. But since it's going to be won in the courts and there's going to be all kinds of fraud happening, we have a totally different situation going on. Now, the proof is everywhere. The Democrats don't want the SAVE Act. The Democrats don't want voter ID. The Democrats don't want to clear the voter rolls. I can go on and on and on. And it's the Democrats every time fighting these things in courts. Why would they be fighting these things in the courts unless they knew they needed it to win? So Pennsylvania, here we go. Now, Trump has surged in Pennsylvania. Surged. In some polls, he's up 10 points. In more conservative polls, he's up 4 points. Surging in Pennsylvania. Trump won Pennsylvania big in 2016. He would have won Pennsylvania big in 2020, but Joe Biden and the Democrats in Philadelphia had some magic up their sleeve. And so at 3:30 in the morning, 300,000 Joe Biden votes showed up in a mail truck and immediately got counted in one tranche of ballots at 3:30 in the morning, just the right number to give Joe Biden the lead, and then they stopped counting. But don't question that. There's nothing suspicious about that. That's totally normal. That's a fair election process. Joe Biden totally won Pennsylvania in 2020. So look, Trump will have to probably win Pennsylvania by at least 1 million votes. Maybe 500,000, but I'm saying 1 million just to really rub their nose in it. But it's probably going to have to be at least 500,000 for him to win Pennsylvania by one. The Democrats probably maybe got like 500,000 handicap in Pennsylvania for Kamala Harris. And they have all kinds of different means and methods. Why do you think they were blocking off the windows at the tabulation centers in 2020? Because they didn't want you to see them probably tripling, quadrupling, quintupling down on all the votes in Philadelphia, just like they got caught doing in Atlanta. So probably nothing is going to stop that. There's been no movements in the courts yet with the 10 to 1 Democrat poll watchers to Republican poll watchers in Pennsylvania. And they'll find some magic way to make sure there's only one Republican poll watcher in the entire city of Pennsylvania, and he'll just work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on election day, and then when that one Republican leaves in Philadelphia and the rest are Democrats, well, you know how that's going to go. So that's a lawsuit that is still ongoing. But based off of the way the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is acting, I'm not so sure that there's going to be the law followed in Pennsylvania, and they'll probably allow the Democrats to outnumber Republicans 10 to 1 as poll watchers. It's completely illegal, not even debatable, just 110% illegal activity. It doesn't matter. The Democrats know they got to steal Pennsylvania. So here's the latest development. And this is about the mail-in ballots. And there's all kinds of different deals here. They've got their vote mules. They've got their mail-in ballots going to addresses that are parking lots, parking garages, gas stations, casinos, totally illegitimate. But that's allowed to happen. So, okay, couldn't do anything about that. They're going to send out all these ballots. Couldn't clear the voter rolls, so they got all these dead people and people that have moved out of the state. They can still send out their ballots, and if they know where they're going, they can go retrieve them, get them to their mules. Bing, you've got Democrat votes. Now, the latest issue in the courts was, what about these ballots that are postmarked after the election? What do you mean? You can't vote after the election? Well, in Pennsylvania, maybe you can. What? Republicans lose bid to block Pennsylvania voters from curing mail-in ballots. Curing. Oh, this ballot had the wrong date on it. We're just going to cure it and put the right date on it. Republicans seek to block notice and cure for ballots. State's top court says case brought too close to the election. This case has been ongoing for months. Pennsylvania is a key battleground state with 19 electoral votes. And the officials there will be able to notify voters of any mistakes in their mail-in ballots and let them make changes. You know, because that's how it's done. That's how it's done in any other walk of life. Oh, you made a mistake? Oh, here, just forget that. We'll fix it for you. We'll help you. Yeah. No, only when Democrats want to steal Pennsylvania is that allowed. Oh, we noticed that you voted. It says here that it was postmarked after the election day. Do you want to change that? Oh, yeah, sure do. Sure do. Thanks. Thank you. Voters can change anything they want on their mail-in ballot, the state's top court ruled. In a blow to Republicans who sought to block the practice in a state crucial to determining who will be the next U.S. president. Well, the good news is, Trump can win without Pennsylvania. Looks like they are going to steal it. In declining on Saturday to hear a lawsuit brought by the RNC and its state affiliate against so-called notice and cure procedures, we're curing. It's just a... See, because don't you know, Trump is a cancer Republicans winning, that's a cancer, so we just need to cure it with these mail-in ballots. Just curing it. Oh, isn't it so loving? Isn't it so nice and liberal? We're curing your ballot. I wonder what other type of curing they might do. But I bet you if there's a ballot for Trump with the wrong date on it, do you think that'll be cured too? Do you think that one will be cured, or do you think it's only the ones for Harris? Yeah. What do you think? The Pennsylvania Supreme Court said the RNC filed the case too close to the election. Oh, perfect. They just delay, and then they say, oh, sorry, too late. Too late. The case is one of more than 120 voting-related lawsuits the RNC is involved with across 26 states. Republicans say they are trying to restore faith in election by ensuring people don't vote illegally. And, of course, the Democrats are doing the exact opposite. They're the ones fighting these cases. They don't want to hear it. Let any and all mail-in ballots come in. No voter signature verification required. The date doesn't even have to be accurate. The name doesn't have to be accurate. The address doesn't have to be accurate. The voter doesn't even have to be alive or live in the state. It doesn't matter. They're going to cure it. So if Trump is winning in Pennsylvania at 3:30 in the morning, they're going to cure it. Just like they did for Biden. And wasn't it multiple counties in Pennsylvania that had more voters or more votes than registered voters in 2022? Yeah. Yeah, it happened in Virginia too. But see, in Virginia, the Republicans had victories. In Virginia, they cured the voter rolls from all the illegal votes. It was over 110,000. But not in Pennsylvania, where the Democrats run the system. They'll cure it, all right. Trump will be winning all day long. And then right at the right time with the perfect number of votes, the Democrats will cure Pennsylvania from going to Trump. November 5th election, too close to decide mail-in ballot issues, Pennsylvania Supreme Court says. I mean, it's just a total... What do you mean it's too close? Oh, it's too close. So we just can't decide. Think about how insane that is. You want to talk about a horrible excuse? It's too close. Yeah, it's too close. I mean, it's very important. It could change the outcome of the election, but it's just too close. It's just too close. Oh, you mean the lawsuit that's been ongoing for months, that's been delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed? But now it's too close. Oh, they ran out the clock. They ran out the clock. So, unfortunately, the Democrats are winning the legal battles in Pennsylvania. They'll probably steal Pennsylvania. But hey, it'll be fine. Trump can win without Pennsylvania. But it'll be even better. It'll be even sweeter. It'll be even nicer. Trump will be up 10 points, 15 points, 20 points in the polls. He'll get 100,000 people at rallies. Kamala will get 5,000. And then Harris wins Pennsylvania. And everybody will watch them steal it. So go ahead. Go ahead. I'm rooting for you. Let's see it again. Let's see it again. And it won't be the 1% most politically obsessed, fanatics, informed Trump supporters that are watching your shenanigans at 3:30 in the morning. It'll be nearly every person that votes for Donald Trump. It'll be Elon Musk. It'll be everyone else supporting Trump. It'll be all the crypto bros. We will all sit here and watch what they did in 2020, and they'll do it again in 2024. Now, maybe if Trump wins, we just kind of just let it go and say, whatever, you failed to steal it anyway. But I'm guessing we'll all sit here and witness it yet again. But again, it's not just going to be this audience. It's not just going to be the most informed people. It's going to be everybody. And the polls are even worse for Harris than they were for Biden. And they'll just say, oh, yeah, Harris won. And nobody will believe it. So go ahead. Go ahead. Americans need to see They need to see it for themselves, unfortunately, to understand how bad it truly is. Then there's Arizona. Conservative group sues Arizona Secretary of State for voter list, citing citizenship concerns. Oh, well, he doesn't want to get the illegal voters off of the voter rolls. Doesn't want to do it. Number of Arizona voters missing proof of citizenship doubles. Officials say about 218,000 of the state's 4.1 million voters were improperly recorded as having provided proof of citizenship as required to vote in state and local elections. So over 200,000 people did not prove citizenship. Now, they estimated it was 100,000. It's over 200,000. By the way, I think Biden won Arizona by, what was it, guys, like 12,000? I think Biden won Arizona from Trump by like 12,000. And that was even after they pulled all the shenanigans, making sure that the voting machines in red areas didn't have any ink, didn't have any paper. But they're going to try to get them to vote anyway. They're going to try to get them to vote anyway, folks. So we'll see. This one's actually kind of ongoing. Number of voters with unconfirmed citizenship doubles in Arizona. America First Legal bringing the lawsuit. Arizona illegally covering up voter scandal. Arizona is illegally withholding the list of 218,000 registered voters who have not provided proof of citizenship as required by law. So America First Legal has sued to get the information. Oh, look at that. Yeah, Biden beat Trump by less than 12,000. And there are more than 200,000 illegal voters on the rolls. Oh, yeah, baby. This election will be won in the courts, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, but the good news is Trump doesn't need Arizona to win either. Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes administers Arizona's system that performs statewide voter registration checks to determine if an individual has provided proof of citizenship as required by law. But in September this year, Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer identified a flaw in the system that had allowed tens of thousands of individuals to register to vote even though they hadn't provided proof of citizenship. And you wonder who's funding that. You wonder who's funding that. Well, they'll just say it's too, the Democrats, it's, you can't, it's too close to the election to stop us from cheating. It's too close. Just like they said in Pennsylvania, it's too close to the election to tell us we can't cheat. It's too close to the election to stop us from cheating. That's right. And we'll have 10-1 Democrat poll watchers, too. And now we've set the precedent. If you sue to say we have to follow the law and have 1-for-1 poll watchers, we'll just say it's too close to the election to follow the law. That's fine. All of America will be watching this time. All of America will see what you're trying to pull. We'll witness it. We'll see it. We'll report on it. Who knows? Maybe even the mainstream media will cover it. It'll be that obvious. Maybe it will be that obvious. Now, I have a local report, guys. I think it is, yes, thank you. So this is a report on this phenomenon with non-citizens getting registered to vote. And just check out the organizations that are helping it happen in clip 25.
An investigation by Fox 2 finds non-U.S. citizen migrant workers are being encouraged to vote in November's presidential election. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes found this out after an employer of migrant workers alerted him.
These union mailers were just sent to non-U.S. citizen migrant workers. They say, quote, stop the steal by stopping Trump's allies. Vote for Harris Walz and pro-worker candidates. Here's 11 of the mailers addressed to non-U.S. citizens mailed to their workplace, which alerted Fox 2. The business, which specializes in landscaping, does not want to be identified. The company's manager told us their migrant worker employees, who are from Mexico, are all background checked and have legal H-2B visas, which allow their temporary stay here. The manager explained the migrant workers are also allowed to have union representation and that they pay dues to their union, called LIUNA. But the manager cannot understand why the union would send mailers to non-U.S. citizens encouraging their vote in the presidential election.
We've tried repeatedly to get an explanation from Washington, D.C.-based union LIUNA. Three emails to their communications department and three phone calls.
A fourth call also went to voicemail.
It's all in Spanish. So it's the unions. It's the unions, and the union is based out of Washington, D.C. Now, that report comes out of St. Louis, Missouri. The landscaping company remains anonymous, but I would say it's probably safe to assume that it's from Missouri. It's a landscaping company in Missouri. And so Missouri is a red state. It will probably stay red. So I don't think that this individual instance will affect the outcome. However, this union, though, could be doing this in other states. This union could be active in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, you name it. Maybe they got others out there where they're sending these things and encouraging non-citizens to vote for Kamala Harris. Just like they send out all the mail-in ballots to people that aren't legal. Just like they keep the dead people on the voter rolls and the people that have moved out of state and registered to vote in another state on the voter rolls. Just how they keep non-citizens on the voter rolls. It's all beginning to get very clear to the average American what's going on here, folks. The party that wants to protect democracy is doing everything to steal your vote. To cancel your vote. The American people want Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And the Democrat Party, with their friends in the mainstream media and the deep state, so lovingly referred to as the swamp, are doing everything to stop. They're doing everything to stop the American people from electing Donald Trump because that's how much they love democracy. And this union is fully behind Kamala Harris. They've endorsed her publicly. They all know, folks. They all know exactly what they do. They spend millions of dollars to get all the voter data, and then they know who's not going to be voting. So they get a mail-in ballot for those individuals and then vote for them. Or they know all the non-citizens. They send them information to tell them to vote Democrat and how to do it. And then when these cases reach the courts, the Democrats that run the legal system shut it all down so that the operation can go forward as planned. So it's ongoing in Arizona. I think if Republicans win that case in Arizona, Trump wins Arizona. But that's not the case yet. So the Democrats still, on my map, win Arizona. And I would say Trump will be up 20 points in Pennsylvania and Harris will still win it. But maybe that's a good thing. As long as Trump still wins, maybe it'll be a good thing for Americans to watch that happen.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Donald Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania, after the assassination attempt ended his rally, and he starts off by saying this.
As I was saying,
and then throws up the charts, he says, that saved his life. Yeah, keep that on the screen for a second. This is the it's just incredible. And I've got more on this, by the way. I've got Tim Walz on an interview claiming Kamala Harris has border crossings at an all-time low. It's actually the exact opposite. In fact, and he admits she's the border czar. That was by accident. But Trump had border crossings at a recent historical low, not an all-time low, but a recent historical low. The Biden-Harris border has set a new record every single year of illegal border crossings. But they just lie to you. They don't care. They don't care. By the way, it's estimated, guys, throw clip 14 up. It's estimated about 100,000 people showed up to the rally. I mean, this is just such a big crowd. It's impossible to even measure it. And this is before Trump was even on the stage. And that camera shot even doesn't pan and show you the whole crowd. It only really shows you like half the crowd. The crowd just goes on forever. It's estimated about 100,000 people showed up. So another massive rally. Democrats don't want to talk about rally size anymore. And here was a kind of magical moment. And it's better. The individual that was having a medical issue was okay. You know, these people go to these Trump rallies and some of them wait 24 hours just to get in. Weather is not exactly cooled yet. It's still a little warm, especially when it's sunny out there. You're waiting for 24 hours. You're probably not getting the right amount of food or water, but you want to go to the Trump rally. You want to get a good spot to see Trump, a good seat, what have you. You're waiting 24 hours. And so a person ends up having a bit of a medical event. And so Trump pauses the rally for a second, addresses to the crowd, hey, we've got somebody having a medical issue. If there's any doctors, can you please go help this person? Steps away for the mic while the person is being helped. And then this happened in clip 27. A spontaneous star-spangled banner, 100,000 strong, this Saturday at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. I don't know how it could have been more epic, but that pretty much was the cherry on top. From all the great guests and speakers, Trump returning to the spot of the first assassination attempt, that was the cherry on top right there. The spontaneous star-spangled banner. Trump then followed it up and went to Wisconsin. Here's another massive rally crowd. You can't even get the crowds in a camera shot. You guys want to put clip 10 up. Now, it's a massive airport hangar. He's filled the whole hangar, and then the overflow, it's just like you can't even see the end of the crowd. You literally cannot see the end of the crowd. And so... whether it was the Butler rally or now this in Wisconsin, the crowd is so big, a camera cannot even see the end of it. It goes on forever. So I don't know how many people attended that, probably at least 30,000. Some were saying the Wisconsin rally was bigger than the Pennsylvania rally, but I bet there were some people that attended both. I bet you they'd call into the show if we asked them to. Maybe we'll do that in the third hour. Beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky at the Trump rally. He calls out Kamala Harris for letting in dangerous criminals at the border and recalls this sad story in clip 11.
An illegal alien released by Kamala Harris was arrested for tying up and blindfolding a 12-year-old, you know this, you read it, it's a big story, a 12-year-old girl in the back of a van and viciously assaulting her in so many ways, sexually. Today I make you this promise, I will liberate Wisconsin and our entire nation from this mass migration invasion of murderers, child predators, drug dealers, gang members, and thugs. It'll be liberated. It'll liberate.
Now, Kamala, over the weekend, was also in Wisconsin. She was also in Flint, Michigan. She's getting about 4,000 people at a rally. Trump is averaging at about 30,000 right now, I'd say. And so if you recall, there was like a couple weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks there when they officially announced the coup against Joe Biden and inserted Kamala Harris without getting a single vote. Remember, they were all talking about rally size. It was all about rally size. She's got the rally size. Well, they don't really talk about rally size and Kamala Harris anymore, do they? So that narrative failed, and that attempt to get an audience failed. By the way, these, I don't know what they're called, data miners, data companies, they're able to get cellular data from a certain proximity, a certain location, and they've basically discovered that about half of Kamala Harris's rally crowds are basically showing up at every rally in the region. So let's say you have, we'll give Kamala the benefit of the doubt. We'll say she gets 5,000 people in Flint, 5,000 people in Wisconsin. Neither of those numbers are accurate. It probably was closer to 2,000 in Flint, maybe 3. And maybe 4 in Wisconsin, maybe tops. But basically, with this cellular data, they can say this individual was at both rallies. And thousands of individuals were at both rallies. So they're getting bussed to these rallies. Who knows? Maybe they're getting paid. Maybe they just do it for the free lunch. Maybe they just really love Kamala Harris that much, or abortion, or whatever it is. But that's been the case when Kamala goes to the southeast. That's been the case when Kamala goes to the southwest. And they purchase this cellular data, and it's the same thing. Thousands of people going to all these events. And they all show up on these buses. So it's not even an organic crowd when she can get it. And she still can't even get, maybe she gets 10% of the crowd that Trump gets. But they're not talking about rally size anymore. Oh, no, no, no. So here she is, though. Uh-oh. Kamala's teleprompter goes out. So I'm sure this is when her true genius is going to show. When her teleprompter goes out, that's when the real Kamala shows. That's when her true genius and political knowledge and expertise and master of policy can really come out and woo the voters. So here it is. Teleprompter goes out. Kamala Harris, clip 4.
Remember his number? 32. Today we got 32 days until the election.
Uh-oh.
So 32 days.
Yeah.
32 days. Okay, we got some business to do. We got some business to do. All right. 32 days. And we know we will do it. Wow. And this is going to be a very tight race until the very end. This is going to be a very tight race until the very end. We are the underdog.
Oh.
And we know we have some hard work ahead.
Wow. Impressive stuff from Kamala when the teleprompter goes down. Isn't it? All right. Well, she goes on a podcast. By the way, this is kind of a microcosm of the larger story here, but Trump is doing a bunch of podcasts. So maybe the criticism of Kamala doing this Call Her Daddy podcast are fair, maybe not. But Trump has done a lot of podcasts, and he's talked to a lot of streamers and done a lot of live streams of people who maybe do some questionable content. And so you could kind of play it on both sides. I do think you could argue that this is probably the smuttiest, if you will. This is probably the most degenerate, low brow podcast. And so you could point to all these different streamers and people Trump has talked to, but this one is probably way more low brow. I mean, it's like the genre is degeneracy and deviancy. I mean, it's Call Her Daddy. I mean, you know, you can take the inference there. But Trump denied the invitation. This girl asked Trump to go on the podcast. He rejected it. Now, Trump did go on the Dave Ramsey show. Dave Ramsey also invited Kamala Harris to go on the show, and she refused. So see the theme here? Kamala's going to go to non-serious podcast hosts, but she doesn't want to go on the serious one with Dave Ramsey, where you might have to answer some serious questions. Now, there's all kinds of moments from this that are just embarrassing for Kamala Harris, but let's just highlight one here. Because the Democrats love to put out false information or a false premise and then run with it. And so that's what happens. And it's too bad because I'm sure I don't know who listens to Call Her Daddy. I don't. I don't know a single person that listens to Call Her Daddy. Apparently, it's a top podcast. I look at some of these podcast ratings and I scratch my head because I don't know anybody that listens to them. So I don't know where these ratings come from. Maybe it's just young kids. I don't know. I don't know anybody that listens to Call Her Daddy. But this is one of those false premises that they run with, and then they try to manipulate the minds of the youth into thinking that there's reality here when there's not. Here it is in clip two.
I want to pose this question more to you and the Daddy Gang, but
the Daddy Gang.
One of the biggest conversations in this year's election revolves around a woman's body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to take a moment, and can we try?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Stop it. God, she's just so fat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just so fake. It's so forced. One of the biggest topics is around a woman's body. No, that's you. That's you. That's you guys misrepresenting the reality, and abortion will impact less than 1% of the U.S. population. So, no, this election does not revolve around a woman's body. That is a lie. That is a misconception. But that's what they do. Kamala just, I'm sorry, it's so cringe. Just rewind it a little bit and just play it again.
I want to pose this question more to you and the Daddy Gang, but
Daddy Gang.
One of the biggest conversations in this year's election revolves around a woman's body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to take a moment, and can we try to think of any law that gives the government the power to make a decision?
I know what you're going to ask.
About a man's body.
Let's no. No.
Is there any law?
No. No. It's no.
Okay. So she knew the question. She knew the question before she got there. All right. So more evidence that these interviewers are giving her the questions beforehand. Are there any laws that tell a man what he or force a man? I don't know whatever the exact terminology here is. Yeah. Did you ever hear of the draft? Did you ever hear the draft? Actually, 18,000 men were drafted into the Vietnam War and died. Yeah. Can you recall a law? But Kamala can't, and I'm certain that bimbo has no idea about that either. I doubt she could find Vietnam on a map. But they can't think of a law. But see, again, it's a false premise. It's a false premise that there's any laws telling a woman what she can or can't do with her body. And we have to correct this narrative. By the way, the crew is just showing all the stuff that this girl is into. She does I don't even know, but based off of what is now being shown of her, because I've never seen any of her stuff before, I guess she just interviews porn stars and stuff like that, but maybe that's why Kamala Harris fits right into the genre, I suppose. You know, she comes up from that industry, maybe. This premise that, oh, these are laws telling a woman what she can or can't do with her body. And I guess conservatives, Republicans, just kind of put their hands in the air and just say, whatever, I can't win this debate with a liberal, so I'm just not even going to try narrative control here. We're just not even going to try it. It doesn't matter. These people don't care. They love abortion, whatever. Or they just believe the lies. A woman has a choice whether or not to have sex. Okay? Nobody is forcing a woman to have sex, and if they are, that's a crime. Okay? That's a crime. But see, notice how they're all silent on the Jeffrey Epstein deal. So this idea, oh, the law is controlling a woman's body. No, a woman has the right to either reject sex or accept sex. And when you accept it, there's a little thing coming along that's possible called pregnancy. It's called reproduction. Now that's now a second body in the equation. Yeah. That's called biology. It's a second body. It's another body. It's a child in your womb. I guess either liberals deny this biology, they deny this science, or they just want to lie about it because they want one last option for birth control, and that is abortion. And that's what's really going on here. And they know it. So I'm sick of this narrative that is a false premise. There are no laws telling women what they can or can't do with their body. There is a legitimate moral question and legal question about whether abortion should be legal or not, or is murder. You don't want to have that conversation because you want to be able to abort your child with no repercussions, and you want to act like there's no moral repercussions either. Which is another giant lie. So it's really frustrating, but that's what they do. They misrepresent something, and then they run with the false premise, and they deceive young women. And again, the election is revolving around a woman's body. Abortion will impact less than 1% of the population. So this election should not be revolving around abortion, and quite frankly, it's not. That's something that they want to lie to women about. And they're saying, why didn't she ask her about Hurricane Helene? This bimbo doesn't know what's going on. You're surprised? The bimbo that does a degenerate podcast about drinking and sex doesn't know about real issues and current events? Oh my gosh. Golly gee, the female podcast host that promotes degeneracy and sexuality and women having sex out of wedlock and abortion. Oh, wow. Wow. All right. All right, let's just move on. Here's a more serious thing. Now, Kamala does an actual serious interview. She gets asked a serious question about Israel. And it's funny because there's a lot of different responses and commentary on what Kamala says right here about Israel. Maybe you can figure it out. I don't even know what she says. I don't even know if she knows what she says. But try to figure this one out in clip one.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Means nothing. It means nothing. This is the queen of word salad. Marianne Williamson makes more sense than she does. And Marianne Williamson could be at a desk with 30 crystals, rubbing them and gyrating around them, and she could come up with better answers than Kamala Harris. That's embarrassing. Can you imagine this woman in charge of foreign policy? Can you imagine this absolute phony as president of the United States? My goodness. All right, we got some Tim Wall stuff coming up, but here's the latest from the Democrat Party propaganda front. I mean, look, this is kind of some comedic relief as we close out the first hour, but by the way, I'm now being told that. So it's these two dudes They're like the epitome of soy boy cuck liberal, Harry Sisson and Chris Mowry. And they've been caught, all these Democrat projects funding all their Democrat Party propaganda. They lie about it, but it's been caught. Now, I've been told that one of them isn't even a citizen of the United States, can't even vote. But whatever. They've got their new, this is their 5 minutes of hate. At some event, they did a Hate Project 2025 booth. You guys can just B-roll that. And they're giving out cards. They're giving out these little business cards that say, Trump gives girls the ick, vote Harris, get laid. J.D. Vance gives girls the ick, vote Harris, Walls, get laid. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's just so much I could say to this. Clearly, these two guys have never done any real physical activity. Clearly, these two soy overloaded young men that can't even grow a whisker. The good news for them is they'll never have to shave in their life, but they can't even grow a whisker because they're so overloaded with soy. Clearly, they've never done anything physical. They've never done a physical challenge. It's just really an embarrassment. But this is like their 5 minutes of hate. I hate Trump, I hate Project 2025 booth, when of course Project 2025 has been disavowed by Trump on multiple occasions. They do not care. They just lie. But I mean, goodness gracious, is that not pathetic? As we go to break, oh my gosh. No, put the plate thing back on again. Oh, I guess this was this outside a Braves game or something? Oh my gosh. Wow, dude, you threw and broke a plate. They literally cheer it. Oh, yeah, he's like, I don't like dictators. I don't like Trump. Okay. This is what the Democrats are doing to win votes, guys. Actually, I will give them credit. I'm actually glad that they did this. This is probably the most physical activity they've done in their lives. This is probably the most masculine thing they've done in their lives, even if it is their 5 minute of hate soy propaganda. You know, they finally did something. They had to throw it. They did have to throw it hard enough to break it. How many shoots do you think it took, by the way? There's no way they broke it on the first shot. With twig arms like that, I think it probably took two or three takes. But hey, maybe a little physical activity for these soy boys. Although, you know what? The physical activity for those two might take place when the cameras are off. But that's something they talk about on Caller Daddy.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you, even Saturday Night Live is being forced to make fun of the Harris Walls campaign, and basically, I guess everybody understands that Kamala Harris is just a drunk now. I guess that's the big joke, is she's just a drunk. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new product for you at thealexjonesstore.com. That's sea moss gummies. How about that? A new way to get the nutrients of sea moss. Sea moss gummies offer a convenient and tasty way to consume the nutrients found in sea moss, which is a type of red algae. Now, some of the benefits of this brand new product, the Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies, rich in nutrients, supports thyroid health, boosts your immune system, promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, and improves mental health. Also has potassium, magnesium. Sea moss gummies are a more palatable option for those who might not enjoy the raw taste of sea moss, making it easier to incorporate into a daily routine. So at thealexjonesstore.com is where you can get this new product, as well as all the other new merchandise, the T-shirts and the hats, and still get entered to win the monster truck. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you will get entries to win the monster truck. The raffle is ongoing. Saturday Night Live, they've been mocking. Oh, well, I was going to tease the new T-shirt, but the crew put it on the screen there. We'll mention that later. Mention the new T-shirt coming up later. But Saturday Night Live, they're very good, I would say, at mocking Tim Walz. He's easily mockable. And now everybody knows, I guess, Kamala Harris is a drunk. And so this was part of their skit from this weekend showing Kamala Harris getting some wine into her system to deal with everything. Clip 3.
Okay, he's out there. He's doing his thing, whatever that may be.
Come on, just relax. You know, you haven't had a night off in 3 months. Do you want to watch something less stressful like the Menendez Brothers show?
I don't know, Dougie. I kind of wish I had picked Josh right now.
Oh, Josh Shapiro?
No, Josh Cabernet.
Look, Tim will be fine. It's not like he's going to say something crazy.
I've become friends with school shooters.
It's easy to make fun of those two because they're such clowns to begin with. I mean, it's pretty easy to make fun of Trump, too. But it's nice to see it finally goes both ways. I mean, I suppose at this point, you have to. Now, this is not SNL, but it's Jessica Alba. She's now campaigning for Harris. Again, notice what she says. The entire Harris campaign is about reversing the policies of the current administration, of which, of course, she is the vice president. And so this is Alba saying it in clip 5.
Than any means so much to me because I want my kids to live in a country that reflects our values. I grew up in a working class family, my parents living paycheck to paycheck, several jobs each, and it's not that fun just to get by. And Kamala Harris promises an opportunity economy where we're not just going to get by anymore. We're going to thrive. All of us deserve a chance.
Yeah. How's that going, by the way? She's the vice president. They just want you to pretend like she's not the vice president. And, of course, the admission here is that it's been a struggle in 4 years under Joe Biden. It's been a financial struggle. The economy's bad. But that's not Kamala Harris. She doesn't have the same policies as Joe Biden, even though Joe Biden is also so great at the same time. These people are nuts, man. They want you to be that dumb.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got breaking news. More bad news out of Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. Headline at the Gateway Pundit. Republican Party's only election integrity attorney resigns 3 days before ballots are mailed out, refuses to file lawsuits over serious election integrity issues. The GOP's only election integrity attorney has resigned effective Wednesday, 3 days before the ballots get mailed out to voters across the state. I guess that includes the 218,000 illegal voters. Mail-in ballots get sent out October 9th. Today is the last day to register to vote in the 2024 election. The Gateway Pundit reported earlier that the Republican Party does not have a single attorney on the ground in Arizona to stop the steal. Yikes. Yikes. The one attorney they had, Corey Langhofer, resigned. According to Laura Loomer, he resigned because he was unwilling to file a lawsuit over the 218,000 unconfirmed U.S. citizen illegal alien voters that Adrian Fontes, the anti-Trump Democrat Secretary of State in Arizona, has refused to remove from the voter rolls. Yikes. The RNC has done nothing, despite claims from Chairman Michael Whatley that they are working very hard to stop the steal. Arizona political advisor Caroline Wren joined the War Room on Monday. I guess that was the Bannon War Room. He's still rotting in prison. He gets out in 25 days, I believe. On Monday morning to discuss this new development and explain how Langhofer has refused to take any action on the 218,000 illegal votes. Unbelievable. This also comes as the Kamala Harris campaign has obtained the phone numbers of 150,000 students, alumni, and parents and sent messages telling them to vote for her, signaling collusion between the campaign and universities. Oh, nice. The university's working for the Democrats, too. Nobody's surprised by that. Well, again, the good news is we don't need to win Arizona to get Trump in office. Wow. So, really, now the RNC has failed. The Republican Party has failed. So at this point, it's actually just down to the actual campaigns of Carrie Lake and the other Republicans that are running to try to stop the steal in Arizona. I'm not going to bet on it, unfortunately. I think the Democrats steal Arizona. Yeah, they got it by just over 10,000 votes from Trump in 2020. You had very similar shenanigans going on during the midterms in 2022. And so nothing has been done, unfortunately, to stop that from happening again in Arizona. It's really a shame. But that's the current status. And yet, Trump can still win without Arizona. Meanwhile, nobody's watching the Harris rallies. Nobody's attending the Harris rallies. And they ban as much as they can, Trump rallies all over YouTube, but still on Rumble gets tens of millions of views. And then the Kamala Harris rallies can barely even scratch six figures. So Trump gets tens of millions, it was like hundreds of millions on X for his rally in Pennsylvania in Butler. On the same day, Kamala Harris in Flint, Michigan got 153,000 views. So, yeah, no rally size. Nobody watches her rallies either. But, oh, she's going to win. She's so popular. She's so great. Elon Musk is all in. He understands what's at stake. Kind of a smart guy. So he's working with a PAC now. He's working with this America PAC. Sign our petition to support the Constitution. Also earn $47 for every person you refer to sign the petition if they're in a swing state. Goal is to get 1 million voters in swing states to show support for free speech and the right to bear arms. So, again, Musk is just going all in here, folks. And it's a survival thing. Really, at the end of the day, if you like being able to do what you do, if you like the First Amendment, if you like the Second Amendment, if you like the United States of America, if you like being able to hop on a plane or hop in your car and move about the country freely, then, yeah, you got to get Trump in no matter what. You got to get Trump in no matter what. And they're trying to claim that this is an illegal thing. He's not saying he's paying for votes. It's for a petition. So they're just lying about that. But, guys, let's pull up that petition. Let's see where it's at. Just came out yesterday. I guess you'd have to sign it to see how many are on there, guys. Is that the deal? Yeah, okay. So, you're going to sign up for me? Yeah. We can sign up. We can give you an update on that. But no, it's just survival. Anybody that's smart realizes that if you want a country that's thriving, an economy that's thriving, freedom that's thriving, then you got to avoid the Democrats getting anywhere near the White House again. I mean, that's how bad it is. Why do you think RFK Jr. has endorsed Donald Trump? Why do you think Tulsi Gabbard has endorsed Donald Trump? Why do you think Elon Musk is campaigning for Donald Trump? And then they have this thing where they complain about Elon Musk. Oh, my gosh. He owns X. He's influencing the election because he owns X. Are you freaking kidding me? The Democrat media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Facebook, YouTube, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, all the local affiliates that read their propaganda, CNN, MSNBC. But Musk. It just shows what phonies they are and how they have to control everything. And the minute they lose control of anything, oh, all of a sudden it has to be stopped. So they love it when they run everything and when they censor you, then it's just great. But then when there's actually competition and Musk has X and people are allowed to promote Trump and support Trump on X, then it's, oh, it has to be stopped. It's a crime. You can't have a big network like X supporting Trump. Elon Musk can't show support for Trump. He's supposed to be neutral. He owns X. But then all the other mainstream media institutions all support Kamala Harris and actively campaign against Donald Trump. And they have no problem with that. None at all. I wonder the Democrats, they love their abortion. They really love their abortion. So they're all angry because of something Vance said over the weekend. Vance says Trump administration would end funding to Planned Parenthood. Trump would take a chainsaw to Planned Parenthood, said Vance over the weekend. Well, now hold on a second. I think we should cut a deal. with the Democrats and Planned Parenthood. Since you guys love, and look, the whole thing is a Democrat money laundering operation. Just go look at the numbers. Planned Parenthood gets all this money from the government, and then Planned Parenthood spends millions of dollars on Democrat campaigns. So it's a giant money laundering operation on top of the baby organ harvesting that they're into so much. The baby sacrifice, the baby organ harvesting, and God knows what else. But since they're so upset because this is their cry, what about the cancer screenings? What about the STD screenings? Oh yeah, you guys really care about that, I'm sure. So prove it. Let's cut a deal. You're so concerned about the cancer screenings. You're so concerned about the STD screenings. I say we cut a deal. We'll continue to fund Planned Parenthood, but they can't perform any abortions. Do you think they'd agree to that? Do you think the Democrats that care so much about Planned Parenthood cancer screenings and so much about Planned Parenthood STD screenings, do you think if we cut that deal saying, hey, okay, we'll keep that, we'll fund it, but no more abortions, and we'll continue to fund. Do you think they'd take that deal? Of course not. Of course they wouldn't. Because it's all about abortion. But they just pretend like that's what they care about. Oh, man. It'd be nice to deal with serious people. It'd be nice to deal with people that aren't just total liars and phonies and crooks and psychotics, quite frankly. Like Tim Vance. Like Tim Walz. That's a true psychotic. We're going to show you some stuff that's going on with him. But first, this special message from Alex Jones about a brand new product he's really excited about.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionime, are game-changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals on the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. Those amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS. And it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better, and now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new T-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, so there's Tim Walz. And it's a situation where they're doing everything they can as they slide in the polls and they're losing popularity. The more you see of Harris and Walz, the less you like them. So he goes on Fox News and just tells whoppers. So let's break some of this down here in clip 9.
The vice president has made it clear that she has policies that make a difference. Her border policies are the most strongest, the fairest we've seen.
It's but
the
now, Governor, you know a lot
okay,
of people.
Okay, okay. No. Hold on. Let's start that from the top. There's two major whoppers here. The obvious one being that Kamala Harris has a strong border policy. He says her policy. So that's the obvious whopper. It's obviously a lie. You know, the numbers, whatever. It's just a blatant lie. Okay. And I'm 7 foot five and I have the record for most dunks in the National Basketball Association. Yeah, didn't you know? I'm dunking five times a game in the NBA right now. And Kamala Harris has the strongest border policy we've ever seen. But what did he just say that's the really big whopper here? What does he just admit that they've been denying? Her border policy. He just admitted it's her. He just did it. She supposedly had nothing to do with the border. She supposedly was never the border czar, never even heard of the border. That wasn't her thing. She doesn't know anything about the border. She doesn't make border policy. He just admitted it's hers. Brilliant. Brilliant. So play it from the top just so you can hear it again. Not only does Tim Walz tell the blatant lie that the border is stronger than ever, he actually says it's Kamala Harris's policies now. Thank you, Tim Walz. You just exposed all the lies that Kamala had nothing to do with border policy. You just accidentally did that. Brilliant. Thank you. We already knew it, but thank you for finally telling the truth. It was Kamala Harris's border policies. Continue.
Vice President has made it clear that she has policies that make a difference. Her border policies are the most strongest, the fairest we've seen.
It's but now, Governor, you know a lot of people, including your own party, would not join that statement. Huh? There are millions of people who have come here over the last few years that, you know, they see this as an
the
open
policies,
border.
Well, simply, we have a policy. Donald Trump sees it as a political. Look, James Lankford in Oklahoma, the Border Patrol agents, the Wall Street Journal, the Chamber of Commerce, all said pass this legislation. You have to have Congress to authorize 1,500 new border agents. You have to have Congress to authorize DOJ to speed adjudications on these asylum claims. Those are things that would actually work. Donald Trump told us for 4 years he would deal with this. He didn't. He didn't build his wall, 2%. Mexico didn't pay for it. This is a real bill that has bipartisan support.
The Democrats,
it has
the
experts
the
on board, and it starts to tackle these issues. And we don't have to resort to demonizing people. We don't have to resort to making up or crafting stories, as Senator Vance said he did.
That's all
those things
do.
Were not happening in Springfield, but it doesn't mean that we can't pass a piece of legislation to strengthen our border. That's what Kamala Harris is talking about.
Well,
she's talking
Governor,
about solving the
of,
problem.
That piece of legislation does include the wall that you guys have been so, you've disparaged that. I mean, the vice president has as well, so I don't know if she really intends to move forward with that. But it was negotiated by three or four senators, and many Republicans came out against it long before President Trump indicated he didn't like it either.
Yeah, and he's a citizen. He's not in the government. Look, there's just an incredible phenomenon happening here. Really, it's a spectacle. Now, you listen to this show because you like to be informed. I host this show because I'm informed and I want to inform you. And I want to make it worth your time to tune in here every day. It's almost like there's no desire to be informed on the Democrat side of the aisle. It's just they like the platitudes. I can sit here and say they like the propaganda, they like the lies, but it's just like it doesn't even matter to them. It really is just like this game. It's just like a game to them. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to go on Fox News and say Kamala Harris has the strongest border policies ever. Like, what is that? So, I mean, I can sit here right now with the great crew behind me and I can say it was the Biden-Harris administration that canceled border wall construction. and they can type that into a search engine and pull it up, and bing, there it is. And Walz just goes on Fox News, and I don't know how much Shannon Bream knows or doesn't know. I don't know if she can do a show without a teleprompter or not. But he just goes on there and says, Trump didn't build the border wall. It was Donald Trump. He didn't even do the border wall construction. They literally canceled the construction after the contracts were already paid for. You can go down to the border right now, and you'll see the raw materials just laying on the ground. See, but, and that face says it all right there. And there's the headline. President Biden cancels border wall funding. But even that's not accurate. It was already funded. He canceled the construction. So, but see, that's the look on the face right there that says it all. It's like, Yeah, you're just blatantly lying and you got called out on it. They think it's like a game. That's why I'm serious. We need like a fake plastic politics for Democrats. That's mental. That's the mental disorder that is liberalism. They don't understand action reaction. They don't understand choice consequence. They just think it's all like this game. And as long as they just say the right thing and take the moral high ground and just debate you even without any facts, it's like that's the game that they play because they're just better than you. It's like this is not a game. It's like Jessica Alba, Kamala is going to fix the economy. Kamala is going to take us into a thriving economy, a new way forward. She's the vice president. So it's this weird, it's truly a crazy phenomenon, isn't it? It's like facts don't matter, reality doesn't matter. It's just all empty promises, empty platitudes. We just say whatever we want. We can just lie, and it's just a game. It's not even real. We just got to beat the other team. It's just a game. But here's a little comic relief. Tampon Tim releasing his own brand of tampons for men in Clip 8.
Introducing Tim Walz's Timpons, the most absorbent, longest-lasting tampon brand known to man. That's right. These super strength manpons are specially designed by men, for men.
Yay.
Hey, Mike Hawk here. Are you tired of weak tampons made for women by women? Do you need something stronger, something more absorbent? Well, have I got the solution for you? Crafted in Timmy Tampon's top secret research facilities right here in Minnesota, Timpons are the brainchild of Governor Tim Walz. And guess what? Thanks to new state legislation, you can now find Timpons in every men's room across Minnesota. But wait, there's more. Using Tim Walz's patented Timpons might even help you avoid those pesky National Guard deployments. Need a quick rank boost? Just pop in a Timpon, and you can lie about your rank without anyone questioning it. Remember, Governor Tim Walz's Timpons are not intended to treat, cure, or diagnose any medical condition. Always consult with your father before use. Side effects may include feeling like a weirdo, experiencing stolen valor, and dealing with extreme government overreach. So, why wait? Experience the innovation and absorbency of Governor Walz's Timpons today. Call now and we'll double your order. That's right, two packs for the price of one. Tim Walz's Timpons, pushing the boundaries of personal care for men.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. We'll be right back. Don't insert your tampon too fast.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. InfoWarsNaturals.com that separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Infowars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yes, that's an actual video that Tim Walz posted on his social media, looking like a complete psychotic. It's just like Gavin Newsom did. It's like they're trying to recreate the American Psycho thing, but not ironically. Oh my gosh. Oh, please God. Please God, do not let these people get back to the White House. Please, Lord God. Oh man. All right. I got a bunch of other political news here. Let me just try to get through all this political news as quickly as possible. Then we'll get to the latest hurricane news. And if we have time, I'd like to take phone calls still from people that are in the disaster zone as more information is coming out. And then also people who are being warned about the latest hurricane. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Or I'm wondering if there's anybody out there that attended Trump's rallies over the weekend, Pennsylvania and or Wisconsin, and I'd like to get a feel for that as well. But let's just get into some of this news. Representative Nancy Mace introduces bill to terminate FEMA's shelter and services program. That's the illegal immigrant program. Representative Nancy Mace introduces bill to terminate FEMA's immigration services program for illegal immigrants. That's from the official Nancy Mace website. But it's nice. They call it the shelter and services program. It's really just the housing and free care for illegal immigrants program. Just in the fiscal year, 2024, $650 million from FEMA went to this illegal immigrant program. So good for Nancy Mace. I imagine what will happen here is the Republicans will vote for it, the Democrats won't. It'll probably be split right on party lines, although Democrat congressmen and women might want to vote in support of this too, considering it's an election year. But Tom Renz crunched the numbers, and the final number is $894 per household. I don't know where they got the number from, but Harris has approved $894 per household for North Carolinians to rebuild their lives. Ukrainians are receiving currently $4,605 per person. And Tom Renz just breaks down the math here, and you can look at the public numbers. And I mean, it depends on how you break it down, but you can go look at his report here. When you break it down, based off of $175 billion that we've given to Ukraine, and of course, just dividing that by their population, that's $4,600 per household in Ukraine, but only $894 for the Americans devastated by Hurricane Helene. And, I mean, this doesn't even get into the funding for Israel that they get all day and night. But I guess that's really just to bomb people, not take care of their own, which is another story that we'll get to in a second. But look at this from Corinne Jean-Pierre. First, let's go back to back, and then we'll play the longer clip. And I believe it's clip 32 here that shows her in 2022. Yes, 2022 press conference. She says the money is going towards illegal immigrants. And now she's saying, oh, no, it never happened. Well, according to yourself, it did. Clip 32.
No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
Okay, so she's a liar. There you go. And just to kind of explain how it goes down here, all kinds of federal dollars get used for illegal immigration and the illegal immigration pipeline. Whether it's through FEMA or Border Patrol or all of this other stuff, it's all about, under the Biden administration, it's all about bringing in illegal immigrants and then fast-tracking them to citizenship, getting them lawyers, the CBP One app, you know, buses, planes, car rides, houses, hotels, food, you name it. So they don't really care where they get the money. They pull it from anywhere. Here's what happened, and this is why it's from 2022, an election year, right before the election. You had Democrats, actually, of course, in Chicago, New York City, and all the other Democrat-run cities that are sanctuary cities, Denver, and they were saying, hey, we can't afford this. You're sending us hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. We can't afford this. We're broke. And so that's when the federal government said, okay, we'll allocate hundreds of millions of dollars from FEMA to take care of the illegal immigrants, and we'll send that to these shelters, nonprofits, NGOs, whatever. So that's what they did, and that's Corinne Jean-Pierre telling you about it in 2022. So when it was convenient, they were funding the illegal immigrants using FEMA. Now that it's a bad look, now they're not funding it. But she's totally lying. And so she just quickly, and then we'll play the longer clip, she doubles down on the lie today in whatever this look is. It's like she woke up and said, I'm going to go for gangster mafia. I'm going for the gangster mafia look. It's not Halloween yet. So I don't know. Try to ignore the gangster mafia suit deal that she has going on, or like it's the Beetlejuice, like shrunken head deal. I don't know what's going on with this. It's a cross between Beetlejuice, shrunken head and hell and you know, John Gotti mafia, I suppose. It's a nice combo that she's working with there. So try to ignore the crazy getup. But she lies about it again in clip 13.
So, disaster relief. This is a falsehood. Disaster relief funds used on immigrants illegally in the U.S. The fact is, no money is being diverted from response needs. That's the fact.
What do you guys think is going on with that? I'm seriously trying to figure this out. Is it like a distraction? Like, hey, I'm blatantly lying to them about the money. I'm blatantly lying to them about everything. But if I wear this ridiculous suit and a silk purple shirt, then maybe they won't notice. I'm going to look as ridiculous as possible. I'm going to wear a purple silk shirt and I'm going to wear a men's suit that's 10 sizes too big for me, like a big and tall suit. I'm a 5'2" woman. And I'm just going to wear that, and then maybe they'll just won't notice what I'm saying. I mean, is that what's going on? What is that? I mean, yeah, you, Little Rascals, Beetlejuice. What is that look? That is just wild. I'm serious. Is that like the distraction thing, or what is that? I don't know. Go figure. But try to ignore the distraction that is this ridiculous look that she has. So, but this is the longer. Let me give it some context here. This is from Anthony Blinken over the weekend. I mean, you want to talk about slapping America in the face? You want to talk about just punching America in the gut, kicking America when it's down? Secretary Antony Blinken, this is just scumbaggery. This is just adding insult to injury unlike anything I've ever seen. So Blinken over the weekend. The U.S. is at the forefront of humanitarian response to the growing crisis. All right, are you with me? You hear me so far? Do you see where this is going? Do you think you see where this is going? Where do you think this is going? The U.S. is at the forefront of a humanitarian response to the growing crisis in Lebanon, announcing nearly $157 million in assistance today. We are committed to supporting those in need and delivering essential aid to displaced civilians, refugees, and the communities hosting them. Not in North Carolina. This is within the same 24-hour time span in which the federal government said there's no more money for hurricane disaster relief. And the same federal government comes out and says $157 million. Folks, we are going so far beyond the pale at this point. We are going so far beyond corruption. This is the most blatant insult to the American people that you could ever see. I'm serious. Get him off the screen. The same week we have a devastating hurricane, people still missing, death count still unknown, entire cities wiped off the map. Oh, don't worry, it gets worse. I've got more hurricane news showing you how bad it is. The same week they give $8 billion to Israel, I think it was $7 billion to Ukraine, $500 million to Taiwan, and now $157 million to Lebanon, and they say there's no money for the Americans after the hurricane. There should never be another Democrat administration after this. In fact, forget about political lines. The federal government should be shut down after this. There should not be a single American that stands up, that gets up, gets out of bed, goes to work today, and doesn't say it's time to end. It's time to end the State Department. It's time to end the federal government. This is out of control. They have unlimited funds for foreign countries, and they say they have nothing for the American people. You're done. We're shutting you down. You're now worthless to us. You're now openly traitorous against this country. You're stealing our money. You're giving it to other countries. And then when we need help, you tell us to F off. You're broke. You're done. Forget about Democrat, Republican. I don't even care anymore. That's it. That's it. When you come out with more than $15 billion for foreign countries, the same week you tell Americans you're out of money for their disaster relief, you're done. Shut it down. And this should not be party lines. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, I don't give a damn. This is ridiculous. It's like they want to anger you. It's like they want you to know how much they hate you. It's like they want you to know that you don't get, they don't give a damn about you. To do this all in 1 week? And really what makes it worse is that the U.S. is funding and arming Israel in its continued attack in Lebanon. And it's been going on for, I guess, a week or more now. Beirut is on fire. So the U.S. arms Israel and funds Israel to go bomb the hell out of Lebanon, and then we have to arm, or and then we have to fund the relief in Lebanon too? Are you kidding me? Do the same thing in frickin' Gaza. The United States arms and funds Israel to bomb the entire Gaza Strip into oblivion, and then says, "Here's money, here's relief for the Palestinians." We fund and arm Israel to go bomb the hell out of Lebanon. And then we say, here's money, here's relief for the Lebanese. What in the hell is that? Oh, the poor Lebanese. Oh, you mean the poor Lebanese that got bombed by Israel that we gave the green light to? Oh, the poor Palestinians. Oh, you mean the poor Palestinians that got bombed into oblivion by Israel that we gave the money and arms to? This country can't survive like this much longer, folks. I mean, you're one or two election cycles away from total third world hellhole status. You think it's hard to live in America now? Huh. 4 more years of these absolute pigs, these absolute warmongers, these absolute liars running our country. We are done. We are done. In fact, you'll probably be begging to go to prison because at least you'll get food. But the insult to injury from these people is just beyond the pale. I don't understand how Americans aren't just enraged. But see, that's the problem, is that law-abiding Americans don't riot. We don't burn our cities to the ground. That's what terrorist Democrats do, supported by the Democrat media, promoted by the Democrat media, and supported and promoted by the Democrat Party. And it's all for political power. But then when there's something that should actually enrage Americans to get out in the streets, no, we don't see that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's the full exchange between, I don't know what we call this version of Karine Jean-Pierre. She's evolved into something completely different now. And Peter Ducey about this issue, clip 12.
To the impacted areas. But instead, people want to do disinformation, misinformation, which is dangerous, Because then when folks on the ground hear that, they may not want to ask for the help that they need. That is there for them. That's our focus here.
But President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait. No, that is. Your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. Yes, it's misinformation.
I just mentioned
to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area. And I just shared with you that people are deciding
Congress that there's not enough money to help people.
We're talking about the SBA disaster loan.
Money for people in North Carolina.
And that's important. And people in North Carolina need that. Peter, this is nothing new. Congress comes together. They provide money, millions of dollars, for disaster relief. We're asking them to do the job that they have been doing for some time.
When did Congress vote for the war money and Lebanon money?
The president's letter is not misinformation. Would you agree?
No, the way you're asking me the question is misinformation. There is money that we are allocating to the impacted areas, and there's money there to help people who truly need it. There are survivors who need the funding,
And they are told they don't have it.
You don't like misinformation.
I said that. I actually said we have the money available to help survivors of Hurricane Helene and also Hurricane Milton. Now there's going to be a shortfall, right? Because we don't know how bad Hurricane Milton is going to be. And so we're going to need additional funding.
But you know there's
going to
be a shortfall.
We're going to need additional funding.
That's exactly what I just asked about. And you said it was misinformation.
Yes. What you're asking me is why Congress needs to come back and do their job. That's what you're asking me. Congress needs to come back and do their job and provide extra assistance, extra funding to disaster relief fund. That's what Congress needs to do, and we're going to continue to urge that. You may not want that, but that's okay. That's what this president wants, and that's what the vice president wants. Thanks, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am enraged right now. I am fuming. I'm so angry. I can't even rant. I'm. And that White House press pool is pathetic. That you sit there and take that. Congress has to vote. Really? When did the vote on the funding for Lebanon happen? When did that vote happen? I'm pretty sure that Zelensky just came to town and got billions of dollars without a vote. I'm pretty sure Netanyahu just came to town and got billions of dollars without a vote. I don't remember a vote for all the money to Lebanon, but maybe there was a secret vote, or maybe you just had an emergency vote, or maybe you just pork barreled it into the continued resolution. Or maybe who cares? Because screw America, we're giving the foreign people and foreign countries and foreign wars all of our money. And imagine dodging the question. We need Congress to come back and vote. Well, why? Does FEMA not have ample funding? Why do you need Congress to come back and vote for federal emergency relief when that's what FEMA is for? Oh, because FEMA spent all its money on illegal immigrants. That's right. I'm enraged. I can't believe how corrupt our government has become. I cannot. These people hate you. These people hate you. They will put any foreign country above you. They will put any foreign war above you. She says, well, we've had a loan to $2 million. A loan, folks, meaning they're going to expect these victims to pay it back. Oh, you know, you're floating down. You're floating down what used to be Main Street on your roof. Can you pay back the loan we might give you if you sign here? Disgusting. Disgusting. We have a shortfall. Well, how do you know you have a shortfall? Because we don't know the damages from Hurricane Milton. So then how do you know you have a shortfall if you don't know the damages? It doesn't even matter. They gave all of our money away. They gave it all away, folks. They gave it all to Ukraine. They gave it all to Israel. They gave it all to Central America. They gave it all to Taiwan. They just gave more of it to Lebanon. And now they tell you in North Carolina, in Georgia, in South Carolina, in Tennessee, in Florida, they tell you, screw you. But if you want a loan, you're going to pay it back. Because they hate you. Why? It's just so frustrating. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to live like this. Here's Kamala Harris. She made the mistake of actually talking to the press about the hurricane relief. Let's see what she has to say.
The reality is that FEMA has so many resources that are available to folks who desperately need them now, and resources that are about helping people get back on their feet and rebuild and have places to go. You are entitled to these resources. People are entitled to these resources, and it is critically important that people apply for the help that is there to support. That all of those resources were created for just these kinds of moments in an emergency situation, knowing that folks are entitled to have the relief that they so rightly need at this moment in time. So listen to your sheriff around the places that have been impacted by Helene. Listen to your local sheriff, who's going to tell you straight about what's available to you and how, for so many reasons and ways, there are no conditions attached.
So there's that game again. There's that game again. They're offering Americans a loan that they expect to be paid back. And again, it's like, does Kamala Harris even know what's going on? Does she even know that the Biden administration came out and said we don't have the funds and that FEMA is out of money for hurricane relief? Does she even know that? Probably not. I bet you she doesn't even know that. And so she's sitting here saying, FEMA has the money. You're entitled to the money. Go fill out the paperwork. The paperwork is for a loan. And FEMA just came out and said they don't have the money. And FEMA has already prioritized $650 million on record fiscal year 2024 to illegal immigrants. But I bet you Harris doesn't even know any of that is going on. I'm dead serious. I bet you she does not know any of that. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. It gets worse. By the way, quickly as we go to break here, just B-roll 16. This woman is just, she's there pretending like she's helping with hurricane relief, and she does this like limp-wristed thing. What is that, guys? It's like, you always notice she does that like weird, like limp-wristed, like, I don't know what to do with my hands, you know? And she's laughing the whole time. She's cackling the whole time. She's filling these bags with supposedly hurricane relief. By the way, it's soaps and deodorants. They're filling care bags with soap, deodorant, toothpaste, and toothbrushes. You know, that's nice. I think that they might want food. I think that they might want the military to come in with a helicopter to get them off of the roof that they're trying not to drown on. But here, have some toothpaste. Have a loan from Kamala Harris. It gets worse, folks.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Hey, guys. So I know I do a lot of, like, fun and, like, happy videos or whatever all the time. But so I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Here's the situation, okay? FEMA is in the area, and we've been told that if we see any FEMA agents, like, hightail it and go. So obviously you see all my equipment. So we've been told to turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like, they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like, literally everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after, and these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to, sanctuary areas for illegal migrants, and giving it all to them. They are telling the locals here that they have no more money, that they can't give them any money, they can't do anything, but they are confiscating volunteer supplies as they come through, and they are giving it to people who are not legal within the country. Of course, it is very hush-hush. Of course, they're saying that that's not what they're doing. I will tell you this. I was 11 years in the Coast Guard. I was in Puerto Rico before and during Maria and Irma. I was stationed there through all of that stuff. FEMA did the same stuff there, to the point where the Coast Guard, we did not work directly with FEMA because they were doing shady stuff. So we ended up loading a bunch of supplies and stuff and taking it around the island and delivering it. And we did the same thing after the earthquakes as well. They were confiscating supplies. They weren't issuing supplies. They mishandled money. They mishandled distribution of supplies. And the locals suffered for it. And they are doing the same thing in North Carolina. This is not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory. Like, this is not false information. Like, I'm here, I'm boots on the ground. We are actually about to go and fly into a different area via helicopter. We're going to go to the airport, load up the dogs, and we're going to fly into a different area where families are missing. But the initial meetup point was the Boone area. As far as families missing and stuff, right now Boone is clear. So we've been given new coordinates to go to a different area. But yes, FEMA is here, and they are doing really, really sketchy, shady stuff. So take that information for what you will. This is this information that needs to get out to the news media. This is the information that needs to get out. And honestly, if FEMA is not going to do their job, and I'm not saying that all of the FEMA agents, because I know a lot of canine handlers that are part of FEMA that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. However, why are we confiscating supplies? Why are we taking supplies from people that are coming in to help and have experience and can do the job, and then giving it to illegals and not giving it to the people who have been affected? That is my biggest issue with this whole situation. So take that information, share the video, spread it around. I will give more updated information as I get it, as I get to different areas. Stand by for, I'm going to document this whole thing. Obviously, given with the appropriate amount of time, like I do have to still do my job. There are people that are missing that I have to work my dogs and stuff. So I will update as I can. However, that is the situation in this area. If you're going to be donating, don't donate to FEMA, obviously. Try to find legitimate people who are going to be putting their efforts to good use, and donate your donations or your money or whatever through them. Just be very, very careful. But yes, FEMA is 100%. There's a lot of videos saying, no, FEMA would never, da-da-da-da. Yes, they will, and they are. So, it's appalling. It is disgusting. Like, this is... I'm at a loss for words, and it's very, very infuriating for me. But it needs to, they need to be held accountable.
Yeah. That's how bad it is, folks. That's how corrupt our government is. It's how much they hate you. We got more evidence of that on the other side. It's just the disaster is one thing, and then our government's the bigger disaster.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right. The hurricane was a natural disaster, and then the government is the intentional disaster. And it is ongoing here. You've got a helicopter. Now, people that were there are saying they think it was done intentionally. I mean, it's hard to even believe that was the case. But they said that the feds were staking this scene in South Carolina where there was a relief effort going on to gather supplies. The feds were staking the scene and then left. And then shortly after, this helicopter came and just blew up basically the supplies. So here's multiple angles of this. I mean, it's right there on video. There's no other way to explain it. Here it is. Clip 33 and 34, guys. Go ahead. So this was yesterday. It was North Carolina. Excuse me. Helicopter comes down on the supply area and just blows it all away. So you're seeing tents and supplies fly everywhere, and then it flies off. And these are just people that were there that filmed it, saying this unmarked military-style plane, after the feds were staking the scene and then left, and then these helicopters just showed up and started destroying their supply camp. What in the hell is that? How do you... A deliberate rotor wash destroying the supply camp. The people on the ground were just stunned at what they'd seen. And it was masked men in an unmarked black helicopter that destroyed a supply camp. Even the police are trying to figure out what the hell happened. And nobody knows. Here they are hovering right over the supply camp. Right directly over it. People just can't even believe it. And then it goes away. What is that? What is that? So again, that's multiple people that filmed that. And they're saying the same thing. Feds rolled up, unmarked black SUVs, windows blacked out, rolled up, were staking the supply camp, left, and then all of a sudden this helicopter does a flyby and destroys the supply camp. And then leaves. Masked men. And nobody seems to know who it is or what the hell's going on. My goodness, folks. My goodness. So they appear, I mean, again, these are masked men. Here, let's listen to this guy. So again, they just hover over it, destroy the camp there, and then leave.
Why did they do that? That helicopter just came around here and kicked up everything. Now he's out. Did they just do that on purpose? Wow, that was crazy.
Did you get his number?
Brother, I got him on camera. But do y'all really think that was on purpose?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Folks, what is going on? What is going on? And look, I haven't gone into the whole angle of weather weapons here. I'm not discounting that. Obviously, those are real. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene has basically been on a whole campaign about it because she was attacked when she said, hey, we need to look into weather weapons. And then she gets attacked by the mainstream media. She gets attacked by all these big leftists making fun of her. And then she just shares news report after news report. I mean, mainstream news reporting it. John Brennan did a whole press conference about weather weapons. I went to the Texas weather modification hearing in Texas. It's the Texas weather modification. It's a public thing. It's a government run thing. They have a yearly press event, a yearly hearing. I was there. I talked to the guys. So they act like these things don't exist. We can't manipulate the weather. It's literally public information. It's literally the government doing it. And then when you say that, they say, oh, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. Well, what the hell is that? What the hell is a helicopter, unmarked helicopter with masked men blowing up a supply camp in North Carolina? Is that a conspiracy theory? So again, I mean, there's another hurricane coming. It's in the Gulf right now. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you it's man-made, or I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's being manipulated. I don't know. The whole thing is weird. It's all crazy. I don't have to speculate that the government is intentionally sabotaging the response. I don't have to sit here and speculate that our government puts non-citizens ahead of citizens. I don't have to speculate that our government puts foreign countries ahead of our own country. I don't have to speculate. That's not conspiracy theory. That's right in front of your face. That's smacking you in the face. That's a right hook from Mike Tyson right on your left eye. Couldn't be more obvious. They're sending unmarked black helicopters to destroy supply camps. Okay? And dozens of people captured it on film. Here's helicopters blocking Greenville, South Carolina, clip 31.
What's happening? We're at the airport again. Well, we're at the airport today. Yesterday, they ran like 30-something planes, a bunch of trips up to Western North Carolina, Asheville, you know, that whole area, wherever they can land and drop off supplies. And FEMA has flown in like 10 or more helicopters and blocked a runway here at Greenville downtown, completely took over, or almost took over the operation. just because they're doing some good here, FEMA's going to come here and try to stop it. And they took over one of the hangars over here, too. We'll show you as much as we can. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, here's the helicopters that are blocking one of the runways here at Greenville downtown. All flown in by FEMA helicopter pilots. And they're just sitting there doing nothing. And you have Greenville Aviation over here taking in all kind of supplies, everything that people want to drop off. There's a huge operation going on over here. Yesterday we ran about 30-something planes, or they did, I didn't fly anything, but just putting stuff in planes, taking it up to Asheville and other areas, and they came in and halted. FEMA came in and halted all that operation. And there they are, just sitting over there, doing nothing. When there's thousands of pounds of supplies over there that could be taken, they're just sitting there doing nothing and blocking the runway with however many helicopters.
Folks, where is any leadership right now asking what the hell is going on? Seriously, where is any leadership? Barely a peep from the media landscape. There are those out there making a big fuss about this, absolutely. It's not nearly loud enough. One person in the White House press room today, Peter Ducey, the only one asking questions. One. That pretty much tells the story. Where's local leadership? Where are the local mayors? Where are the local city councils? Where are they asking what the hell's going on? Where are the local sheriffs? Where are the governors of these states asking what the hell is going on? Where are the congressional representation seats? Where are the congressional states? I mean, senators, where is anybody asking what in the hell is going on here? Where is the outrage? What in the hell is going on? I don't know how to properly. What do you even label this? A country under siege, an occupied country, a country under attack. Are we under attack right now? Seriously, what the hell is going on? Is our country under attack? I mean, let's get real conspiratorial. Is our country under attack? Is somebody making weather weapons to blast the southeast states? And then is the same occupied government that gives all of our money to foreign countries that occupy our Congress, the same government that gives all of our money to foreign countries and foreign wars and foreign citizens and are now standing down on relief efforts and outright sabotaging relief efforts? Is our country under attack right now? They're trying to kill President Donald Trump right now. Is our country under attack? Why isn't anybody addressing this? Where is the American media? Where are your local politicians? Where are our national politicians? Where is anybody? Because there's a lot of evidence that you can sit here and say our country is under attack right now. We are under attack. Something is going on. It's right in front of your face. Chilling warning from a former FEMA inspector, clip 35.
This is the veteran FEMA inspector.
Yes.
I have a dire warning to those that are going to take the money. There is a contract at the beginning when the inspector gets there, before he starts inspecting, there's a contract that the claimant has to sign. Practically illegible. The writing is so small that 12 years ago, I had to use a magnifying glass, and that's when my eyes were good. In that contract, if you do not pay the money back, it is a loan.
What?
A loan. And even if it's just a dollar or $750, if you don't pay it back, they have the right to seize all of your property.
That's insane. Yep. The $750 that they're saying that they're going to give people, that's a loan? It's in the contract to receive it?
Yes, there is a contract that you sign before the inspector starts his inspection. You have to sign off on it. But there is a contract inside, and they even have, even for people that could not speak English, there was a translator that I would speak into it, and it would speak to them in Spanish or translate it in writing. And they have to sign this contract for the inspector to even start the inspection. If you take that money and don't pay it back, they can seize your property at any point after a year.
That's crazy. Well, thanks for the heads up. So, folks, heed his message here. If there's anything that you got to sign or contract before you receive any assistance, make sure that you are well aware of.
And that was Christy Lee with the caller there. I mean, folks, it would appear our country is under attack. And you can look at all the different angles and try to figure out what the hell's going on. But a land grab, a foreign land grab, an infrastructure attack, I mean, just the general destruction of America. Trying to kill President Trump. I mean, I got footage here, and there's all kinds of this going around. You saw some of it there. If you guys want to roll clip 30, just showing the devastation. I mean, you have entire cities that have been wiped off the map by this. You have infrastructures, roads, bridges. Who knows when they're going to be replaced? I mean, it is a apocalyptic. You've heard the people that have been there say it's apocalyptic. It's like a war zone. And Kamala Harris is going on a podcast that talks about blowjobs. Kamala Harris is going on a podcast that talks about how people masturbate. Joe Biden is done. We don't even have a president. FEMA is basically a foreign occupied institution. Our Congress, a foreign occupied institution. Our media, an anti-American institution, a political propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, who's in it for nothing but themselves and political power. Yeah, our country's under attack. It's about time people start acting like it and make some serious decisions here. And I'll just say this. You know, this next hurricane coming through, is it a weather weapon? I don't know. I do not know. Do they have the ability to manipulate the weather? Yes. Can they do it to the scale of a Category 5 hurricane and control it into a landmass? I don't know if it's that advanced. I'm just being honest with you. But I don't even know how to say this. They didn't warn you about this hurricane that was going to hit Florida. They didn't warn you. Now they're giving you this massive warning about Milton. And what if they evacuate Florida like they're talking about and then it doesn't even hit Florida? So, I mean, I'm just saying. None of it adds up, folks. None of it adds up. And at this point, you might as well speculate it's going to hit Texas. At this point, you might as well speculate it's going to hit Louisiana. But they're saying, oh, it's Florida, it's Florida, it's Florida. Everybody evacuate Florida. And then who knows where it's going to hit? And then they move everybody to Mississippi. It wallops Mississippi. I mean, God help us. God help us. And I don't even know what you do in this situation. I mean, the route that they're saying it's going to go on, they're accurate with that like 10% of the time, maybe less. So it's like, I don't even want to give people advice because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. How do you give people advice with this stuff when you don't even know? But it's like, is the east coast of Florida going to be safe? Is the southern tip of Florida going to be safe? Or is that what's going to get hit the hardest? Is it going to take a turn and go north? I mean, they never get this stuff right. So if I was evacuating, I would just get as far inland as possible. I mean, I would just go, but who knows? You just, the weather people never get it right. They never get it right. They were telling people in Florida, oh, no big deal. And then this thing hits a Category 4. And by the way, they were saying that was going to hit. Actually, they were saying that was going to hit south of Tampa. They were saying that was going to go south of Tampa, ends up going north. But don't worry. You can be assured of one thing. Wherever it hits, you're not going to get any relief from this federal government. They'll give you a loan with some small print that probably takes your property. Because that's what these sick, corrupt bastards, that's what they do. Your government hates you. Your government hates you. There's no other way to put it. But don't worry, Ukraine has a lot of your money. You make sure you work hard because the Ukrainian government needs it. Two Ukrainian regional officials alleged of corruption, nearly $6 million in cash. In cash, ladies and gentlemen. Found at the house. There's video of this. It's 21 guys. Listen to this. According to the State Bureau of Investigation, two Ukrainian officials from Western Kalamitsky Oblast alleged of corruption were holding at home nearly $6 million in cash. You can see it right there on the screen. The homes and workplaces of the head of the Kamelenskish, I'm butchering that. It's a tough one. Regional Center for Medical and Social Expertise and her son, a senior official in the main department of Ukraine's pension fund in Oregon. Remember, we were paying their pensions. Remember that big story? Were searched in another case when the cash was exposed, and they are finding cash everywhere, folks. Closets, basements, drawers, under beds. And it's American cash. Where is all the cash coming from? Again, where is the outrage? All the American media that sold you the lie of supporting Ukraine, all the American politicians that sold you the lie of supporting Ukraine. Oh, let's support Israel's war. They're going to bomb Lebanon. Oh, we need to support Lebanon now. They just got bombed. This has to come to an end. I pray. And you know, the government's never going to be perfect, obviously. The smaller it is, the higher chance of it being perfect would ever be. But I just hope we get to live to see the day of a government that doesn't hate us and want us dead and sells us out every day and enslaves us. I really do. But don't worry, Biden's about to go to Germany to get an award from the Germans because he gave all of our money to NATO, and then Zelensky's going to ask for more money, and then he's going to give that to them as well. So as North Carolina, many parts are still completely underwater, and South Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia, people are devastated, and Florida, Biden's going to Germany to take an award and give more money to Zelensky. Right after the federal government says it has no more money for you, Biden's going to go to Germany, take an award, and give more money to NATO and Ukraine. So that's what's going to happen next week. So, I mean, can you imagine? That's going to be the backdrop. It's going to be the exact same thing, ladies and gentlemen, just in reverse order. Last time it was $15 billion for foreign countries, then the hurricane hit. This time it's going to be the hurricane is going to hit, and then it's going to be $15 billion for foreign countries. And Biden won't even be here, and Harris will be talking about, you know, blowjobs and whatever else on a podcast for women to learn about how to have multiple boyfriends and be OnlyFans whores. Because that's the state of our government, ladies and gentlemen. That's the state of our government. When are the American people going to realize how bad it is? That's what I wonder. What more are we going to have to endure? with less than a month till the election. And then the time between the election and the inauguration. And then if it's four more years of the Democrats, Harris Walz, that's a hurricane. That's a hurricane that's going to hit and devastate the entire country.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. gentlemen, Elon Musk just sat down with Tucker Carlson in an epic interview, telling it like it is. He's warning the American people how there'll be no economy if Harris gets elected. He's warning the American people how there'll be no energy if Harris gets elected. He's warning the American people how all of his endeavors will be completely shut down, how they're going to put him in prison. They're going to end free speech, which, of course, is all true. And I've got the evidence to support all of this. By the way, Harris has been caught lying. She wrote a bill when she was a senator. Right here, I have the bill. In the 116th first session of Congress. First session. The Clean Air Act to create a national zero emission vehicle standard. So she wrote the bill to ban gas powered vehicles. She wrote the bill. She literally wrote the bill. And now she's saying that she never did that and that's a lie. And do we have that clip, guys? Is that clip six or is that a clip not on my list? It is clip six. Okay. And Musk understands this. Even Axios is calling her out. Harris campaign dodges questions over EV mandate walkback. Harris wrote the bill to ban gas-powered vehicles. She wrote the bill. And then she goes in front of a rally and says, I never wrote the bill. I never did that. That's a lie in clip six.
And Michigan, let us be clear. Contrary to what my opponent is suggesting, I will never tell you what kind of car you have to drive.
You're a liar. I've got the bill right here. You wrote the bill.
But here's what I will do. I will invest in communities like Flint.
All right. That's enough. So she literally writes the bill to ban gas-powered vehicles, and then she goes to Michigan and says, I will never tell you what you can or can't drive, and that's a lie to say I did. And her name is literally on the bill. First session of Congress, right out of the gate, when she was a senator. And then Elon Musk, who innovates the electronic vehicle market, but now he's the bad guy because his politics aren't right. I mean, these people are just such phonies. They're just such frauds. So here's Elon Musk, some of it. It was about a two-hour-long interview. Musk and Tucker Carlson talking about the realities of what 4 more years of the Democrat Party, 4 more years of Kamala Harris will offer us.
Will that ever come out, do you think?
You know, I think part of why Kamala's getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Yeah. Do you think Reid Hoffman's uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gates.
Yeah. And I only ask that because you just look at them and you're like, that's a nervous person right there. I don't know. I mean, I assume you know them. Yeah.
Yes. Reid Hoffman was my vice president of business development at PayPal.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Does he seem nervous to you?
Yeah, I mean, he's terrified of a Trump victory.
Because of the disclosure that would follow?
I think he's certainly ideologically not aligned with Trump anyway, but I think he is concerned about the Epstein situation.
So he talks about free speech, talks about the end of America if Trump loses. He talks about trying to provide Starlink to the victims, vaccines. Obviously, you just heard about the Epstein client list, the Diddy client list. And you got John Kerry along with Hillary Clinton. They don't want the First Amendment, folks. John Kerry says First Amendment is the enemy as elites try to stamp out free speech. Kerry says it's a major block to stopping disinformation. Hopes to implement change to the First Amendment. It's unbelievable. Hillary Clinton, she wants to censor you. She wants control over your speech. Clip 19.
There should be a lot of things done. We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave, you know, platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control.
John Kerry, big Democrat. Hillary Clinton, big Democrat. They want control over your speech. Now, look, let's just lay this out pure and simple. These are some of the biggest political criminals probably in the history of this planet, probably in the history of humanity. The top brass of the Democrat Party, like John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and all their big donors, they are the biggest political criminals in the history of humanity. And then God knows what else is out there as far as blackmail, Epstein list, Diddy list, or whatever else, the spirit cookings that they're into with Marina Abramovich they brag about in the DNC emails. So who knows how dark and twisted and sordid it really gets. But just these are the biggest political criminals in the history of humanity. And they know that if Americans take our country back and we start electing real leadership that isn't blackmailed, isn't bought and paid for, actually cares about the people, actually wants to have a future. I mean, folks, you see how scared they are. And Trump is just like the battering ram that breaks the seawall. Trump, quite frankly, is like not even that great. I mean, really. I mean, Trump is like filet mignon compared to Hillary Clinton. That's like a pile of steaming dog shit. But even Trump really is like kind of just nice, maybe just a nice little filet medallion. But that will break the seawall of the corruption. And then we'll get people like Vivek Ramaswamy in there. You'll get people like Matt Gaetz. You'll get people like Byron Donalds leaving the House. You'll get more people that sound like Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress. And then it's just like a full-blown buffet, like nonstop five-course dinners of people that actually care about the country. We can turn this thing around. Trump is just like the first piece of filet that you're like, oh, wow. Oh, wow, we can have filet? You mean I don't have to have this steaming pile of horse manure like Joe Biden? Oh, wow, I don't have to have a moldy, rotten 10-year-old hot dog like Kamala Harris? Jeez. It's like, oh, you eat this? Oh, wow, this is, oh, we can have this? And then it all changes. But that's why they're scared. Because if the American people actually take our country back and actually get in charge of the government and end all the corruption and start looking into all the corruption, folks, they know. They'll be fleeing the country. They'll be hiding. And that's why it's all hands on deck to stop Donald Trump. That's why it's let's put a bullet through his head. Let's put him in jail. Let's lie about him 24/7 for 8 straight years. Let's try to intimidate anybody from supporting him. That's the story. And if you're a leading voice in this movement, well, then you know what they have to do to you, right? It's basically a verb now. They have to Alex Jones you is what they have to do. They're trying to do it to me now. They've already done it. They've already done the Alex Jones to Alex Jones himself. So now they're trying to do it to everybody else. Mike Lindell, Clay Clark, Rudy Giuliani, Owen Schroyer. The list goes on and on. Yeah, they're trying to Alex Jones me now too. But Alex has put on an effort to stay on air, ladies and gentlemen. And so here's how you can support him.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth, Crystal Ionheim, are game changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license or Deep Earth crystals on the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It's amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS, and it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful. If you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better. And now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new T-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, I have gone long today, and we got about 10 minutes left of today's transmission, and I wanted to take calls on a couple issues. I don't think we're going to have the time, so I don't want to put out the number and then put people on hold and not have time to take calls. So what I will do is I'll go live tonight on my X account, as I do every Monday night, but I'll go live tonight on my X account at OwenStroyer1776, and I will take calls again on the hurricane disaster relief or lack thereof, or what people are seeing on the ground as more eyewitness testimonies are just telling shocking stories of really just straight up government sabotage of relief efforts. Or I'd like to hear from people that were at Trump rallies this weekend, the rally in Butler, what that was like, the rally in Wisconsin, what that was like, how many people you think were there, because nobody's really talking about that. You know, they don't want to talk about rally size anymore. When Kamala had like two big rallies, it was all they wanted to talk about. Now that Kamala can't get 5,000 people at a rally, Trump gets what appears to be 100,000 in Pennsylvania. Now they don't want to talk about rallies anymore. So I'm just going to take calls all night long on X. I'll be live on there and on Rumble as well. If you don't have an X account, you can just go to Rumble. Anybody can access Rumble. You don't need to have an account at rumble.com/Owen. And so we'll be doing that tonight. I also want to mention, next week, I'm not going to be here at the desk next week. I am going to be at the University of South Carolina in a political debate against the one known as Destiny. So he's about to have a date with Destiny, and that's me. So we will be debating the ramifications of this upcoming election, the Trump-Harris debate. And that will be in South Carolina at the University of South Carolina. And I will be sharing the link. I've already shared the link to get tickets if you want to attend that. If you're in the University of South Carolina area and you want to attend that, there's different levels of you can get VIP passes and some backstage access as well. I'll share that link on my X account as well at OwenStroyer1776 as soon as I get off air. So I do intend on hosting at least some of the show next Monday, we will be carrying that debate live as well. So you can tune in. We'll have the links at Infowars.com. You will be able to tune into that and watch that here. We'll share the links or just put it up on our feeds as well. So that's going to be next Monday. All right. In the meantime, even Melania Trump knows something stinks at the Secret Service, and she pretty much all but says she thinks they're trying to get her husband killed. Here in clip 15.
Do you trust the Secret Service? I have a great team and my detail around me and my husband as well. I think there are some holes, something is going on the top level, or it was when that shooting happened. I know some people changed the positions, but let's hope that will never happen again.
Yeah, they changed the positions, and then what happened a couple weeks later? They tried to kill him again. New leadership, same story. Nobody's been fired, by the way. At least nobody's reporting of any firings. And the leadership remains. What do you think? You think somebody's talking to the maybe third would-be assassin right now? You think somebody's maybe gearing up the third would-be assassin right now? You think they'll take another shot or attempt to take another shot at Donald Trump within the next 28 days? What about after? What about after the election? You think they'll try to take another shot at him then? What about when he's president? You think they'll try to take another shot at him then? How many assassination attempts do you think will happen thanks to the Democrat Party, the deep state, and their corrupt members of the media encouraging this for 8 years? And so that's the thing. I'm not saying you have to agree with everything Trump does. You probably shouldn't. And certainly if you did, then you'd probably be getting into cult territory. But that's not even the point. If we had a real media, we would be rallying. The entire country would be rallying behind Donald Trump. Because it's finally something for the people. It's finally a politician that doesn't come from the political class and that isn't just an outright corrupt liar. The people would be rallying behind that. Finally, a breath of fresh air. We'd be dying for that, like a glass of cold water on a desert island. But no, because the media lies to you, our politicians lie to you. We sit here divided, just hoping we can win an election, and then just hoping we can keep Trump alive, and then just hoping we can have a future where the U.S. government doesn't hate us, sell us out, want us dead, and tries to assassinate our political leadership or stand down at the moment it might happen. But even Melania knows that's what's going on. Couldn't be more obvious. Couldn't be more obvious. By the way, Biden Department of Justice makes a major blunder. This was earlier in the year. JetBlue Spirit Airlines merger blocked by federal judge over fears it would hurt competition. A federal judge, and this was at the behest of the Biden administration, blocked the JetBlue Airways from buying Spirit Airlines. Justice Department statements on JetBlue terminating acquisition of Spirit Airlines. It was done by the Biden administration. They forced it to happen. Well, now what's happened? Spirit Airlines has tanked. Its stocks have tanked. And it is now just a matter of time before it has to file for bankruptcy. I smell corruption here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I smell. It didn't make any sense. Spirit Airlines hasn't made money in years. It's been running in the red in years. JetBlue was basically an out to save the company, save the employees, save the stockholders from this collapse. A totally legitimate merger. I mean, how many other airlines can you think of off the top of your head? It's not like JetBlue and Spirit are the only two airlines. There's a lot of options for airlines. Spirit hasn't even been around that long. And the Biden administration cut that deal. I think somebody, I smell corruption here, folks. I think somebody's set to benefit big from this. And they got into the Biden administration's ear and they said, do not let this merger take place. We will benefit greatly if it doesn't. Because it didn't make any sense at the time. Experts in market analysis and mergers and acquisitions said this doesn't make any sense. Why would they do this? Never seen anything like it. And so it was always going to be inevitable. Clearly, it was always going to be inevitable. That's why Spirit was trying to sell. Biden administration shut it down, and now it's on the verge of bankruptcy. I mean, really, it's already bankrupt. It's just not official yet. So That's just more corruption there from your government. Everything they freaking do, man. Everything this administration does is against the people. By the way, you remember earlier when Kamala Harris said that the government doesn't tell men what they can and can't do with their body? Well, actually, did you know that raw milk is illegal in dozens of states? Now, this guy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, said raw milk does the body good, make America healthy again. We'll hear from a second here from RFK Jr. But look, I'm not going to, you don't have to drink raw milk if you don't want to. If you think it's bad for you and you trust the new process, then whatever, fine. Nobody's forcing you to drink raw milk. But if I want to drink raw milk, I should be allowed to. It's illegal in dozens of states. But this guy, Brian Tyler Cohen, Democrat Party propagandist, by the way, he used to be called No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen, but he lies so much and he got community noted so much and it was like just blatant lies that finally he changed his name. That's how bad this guy is. He had to change his name from No Lie because he's such a known liar. But listen to this projection. He says, the thing that conservatives don't get while wallowing in victimhood, that's the liberal thing to do, is you guys are in the victim economy. You can't be victims enough. Nobody cares what you drink or eat. Your way of life isn't under attack. That's a story you tell yourself to justify fighting back against a non-existent enemy. Again, these people, they don't even, folks, that's what I'm saying. It goes back to the theme from earlier. They don't even care to be informed. They do not even care. He just says, oh, there's no one telling you you can't drink raw milk. I think it's 28 states. Guys, look it up. I think raw milk is illegal in 28 states. Okay? You just had the government shutting down raw farms. You've got Robert Barnes in a lawsuit right now to trying to fight for Amish farms just to stay in operation because they sell raw milk and raw food. Yeah, that was his old theme. No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. He's such a liar. I mean, the guy is literally such a known liar, he had to change his name. Okay? But that's what I'm saying. They don't even care to be informed or not. They just want to show up and say, oh, I'm just going to debate with you. Oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, I have the moral high ground. I'm just going to disagree with you on everything, and I win. Raw milk is illegal. I believe the number is 28 states. All right. Can you search what I wanted you to? Come on, just put it on the screen. I know you can do it. That's a body by raw milk right there. All right? So, hey, drink whatever you want. I like drinking raw milk. I've had good benefits. But nobody's making you do it. I'm just glad I don't live in one of the states where it's illegal. But he says that doesn't exist. Big lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. It just doesn't exist. I'm pretty sure it's 28 states. The crew is just, they're paralyzed right now. They're paralyzed at my raw milk body. They just can't. They don't know what to do. They're just stunned. They're just out on their feet. All right. I didn't get to some of the other news. We almost got to all of it. Four states? That's it? Only four states where it's illegal? Well, that's good. Only some states it's legal to sell in stores. Some states you can only sell it if you go right to the farm. Some states you can have the farmer's market. Well, that's good. It should be zero states. And I guess Washington, D.C. isn't really a state. Well, there you go. So, hey, nobody's taking your raw milk. Actually, it's illegal in multiple states. Some state, you can't actually cross state lines with it. But hey, you know, that's a non-existent enemy, and they're trying to shut down Amish farms. All right. I'll be live tonight on X and rumble.com/show, and we'll see you there.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com.
SeverInfoWars.com that's Sever from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesdaniels.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.